Welcome to the Days of Praise podcast, a daily devotional by the Institute for Creation Research.
The foot of pride. Let not the foot of pride come against me, and let not the hand of the wicked remove me. Psalm 36:11. The contrast in this psalm is not only between good and evil, but more specifically between the prideful man who lives without fear of God and the God in whom godly men trust. The description of the evil man is an apt description of a modern-day humanist. He is convinced that God, if he exists, does not intervene in the affairs of men. He therefore sets himself up as an authority, deciding right and wrong on his own arbitrary scale. He has no fear of God, and arrogantly he flatters himself in his own eyes, speaking iniquity and deceit. He is foolish, and even his humanitarian deeds are not good in the ultimate sense. Furthermore, the modern-day humanist abhors not evil, insisting that such sins as promiscuity, homosexuality, witchcraft, abortion, brainwashing of children in pantheistic evolution, etc., are in reality to be desired. The contrast with God consists of a list of some of his majestic attributes in his dealing with men. Your mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens, and your faithfulness reaches unto the clouds. Your righteousness is like the great mountains. Your judgments are a great deep. O Lord, you preserve man and beast. How excellent is your loving kindness, O God! Therefore, the children of men put their trust under the shadow of your wings. They shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of your house, and you shall make them drink of the river of your pleasures. For with you is the fountain of life. In your light shall we see light. The wicked with his foot of pride will ultimately fall. But we can pray as David prayed, O continue your loving kindness unto them that know you, and your righteousness to the upright in heart.
If you've enjoyed today's devotional, be sure to subscribe to the Days of Praise podcast on Apple or Google Podcasts. And please rate and review so more listeners can find us. To support ICR's ministry, visit icr.org/donate. Your gift of any amount helps us reach others with biblical truth and encouragement. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll start each day with Days of Praise.